Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is moving toward forming a policing oversight group, but Sheriff Billy Hansel has argued against doing so. A majority of supervisors voiced support for a committee or other oversight mechanism of the sheriff's office when the idea was discussed at the August 13th board meeting. The discussion is spurred by a recent grand jury report titled, "Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Is a lack of oversight due to a lack of foresight?" Supervisors voted to form a work group on it, including two supervisors and Hansel, who is decidedly dismissive of the idea. In a lengthy statement, Hansel questioned the need and the benefit of oversight beyond what already exists.
I don't see the controversy. I don't see the need to establish a sheriff's oversight. Now, the grand jury reports, you know, that this is a nice thing to have. Is it a lack of foresight to not have something like this? Isn't it great to have something like this to establish trust with the community and to bring transparency to the sheriff's office? What I'm asking is, what aren't we currently doing right now? What is it that the sheriff's office isn't being transparent about? What is it that is requiring the Board of Supervisors to even make this decision right now? So what I like about the office of the sheriff is it's nonpartisan, that the county citizens, the voters, elected an inspector general. It's the sheriff. Elected an oversight, you know, person. That's the sheriff. Since the 7 years I've been sheriff, I've been casting light on the sheriff's office to make sure that everything is done correctly, to make sure that we sing our successes, we are accountable to our failures, and that we move this organization in a direction that is reflective of our community.
Hansel added that he's, quote, stood alone at times against my own administration in disciplining employees and other agencies like the State Department of Justice, the District Attorney's Office, and even the Board of Supervisors already take on oversight roles. He described an oversight group or independent official as one other layer and advisory in nature and asked, what good does it do when we're already accomplishing all the things that you want to accomplish? Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said having an advisory mechanism can enhance public understanding of law enforcement.
It sounds punitive, like the headline is going to sound punitive no matter what we do. And that's not my intent. But I do think getting ahead of it and saying, like, this is what, you know, what kinds of information we're hearing from the community, and this is how we can meet that need in a better and more effective way. Like, we're living in a different moment where people expect different things from law enforcement than they did 10 or 20 years ago. And I think it behooves us to have the opportunity to set up an ad hoc and talk about that and to bring back a little bit more information about a suite of, you know, available options to increase the understanding that people are asking for.
During a public comment period, grand jury members Larry Giventer and Richard Bergstresser described oversight committees as constructive and potentially preemptive. Hansel had mentioned a State Department of Justice settlement on the sheriff's office's failure to cross-reference child abuse reports as an example of existing oversight. Bergstresser said the issue may have been flagged early if an oversight committee had been in place.
In light of what the sheriff brought up, there was the 2018 stipulated judgment from the California Department of Justice towards the Sheriff's Department and DHHS CWS. Might that entire thing have been headed off at the pass if we had an inspector general, if we had an independent auditor? How much money was spent defending and remediating those problems? Could they have been identified on the Sheriff's Department side prior simply by having something like this in place? The sheriff has said, and I agree, that it was a series of mistakes that led to that. But boy, was that expensive, guys. You know it better than I do. So what is the problem with having an independent professional set of checks and balances that will save us all money in the long run?
Supervisor Mike Wilson said an oversight committee would be unique for its level of public involvement, and Supervisor Steve Madrone called into the meeting to reiterate comments he'd made at a previous meeting in support of a committee. Supervisors unanimously voted to form the Supervisors Subcommittee to do research, with Arroyo and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell working with Hansel and the County Administrative Office on it. The subcommittee will report on its work within 6 months. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.